It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you set up a Wi-Fi network, you should always create a unique admin and password to protect it. And you should also know that that doesn't really matter anymore. For now. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. If you've ever used a Wi-Fi network with security settings, you're likely relying upon a protocol called WPA2. It stands for Wi-Fi Protected Access, and it's a security certification program that is supposed to allow for secure communication between devices and the internet. Only now, there is a workaround that makes WPA2 about as safe as a vault door made of tissue paper. Some researchers uncovered the security flaw and wrote a paper about it, publishing that paper in October 2017. The flaw means that devices running on Android, Linux, OpenBSD, and a few other operating systems may send information to something that appears to be a specific Wi-Fi access point, but in fact is a malicious clone. Some operating systems, like iOS and Windows, are immune against certain implementations but are still vulnerable to others. Here's what's going on. The attacker runs special software called Key Reinstallation Attacks, or CRACKs. K-R-A-C-K-S. The crack will allow the attacker to clone the network, fooling certain electronics into connecting with the malicious clone rather than the legitimate network. It does this by interrupting a process called the four-way handshake. This is a process through which a device and a network verify that they are having legitimate communication with each other. The crack technique manipulates and then replays this cryptographic handshake message, resetting the device's encryption process and intercepting all communication between that device and the network. This is a type of attack known as a man-in-the-middle attack. Worse than that, the clone network will be able to decrypt communication sent through it. Pairing this with some other well-known hacker software, such as SSL Strip, allows the cloned network to downgrade traffic to the HTTP protocol instead of HTTPS. You may have been told to keep an eye on the address bar of your browser to verify the presence of that little lock symbol next to the HTTPS. This tells you that you've got a secure connection to that particular web page. SSL Strip pushes traffic to an HTTP protocol, removing that extra level of security. However, this is reflected in the address bar, so if you're paying attention, you may notice the problem right away. The solution to this problem involves updating devices with security patches that remove the vulnerability. Changing your network's login and password information doesn't help all by itself, as this attack sidesteps those measures in the first place. You have to install updates to your various devices. Those updates take time to develop and roll out, and by the time you hear this, there may still be some devices you own that lack a patch. It's a good idea to be careful about using Wi-Fi networks in the meantime, particularly in public spaces, though this attack can turn any Wi-Fi network into a vulnerability, even in your home network. Switching to wired connections would also prevent any unintended communication with malicious networks. The flaw illustrates how difficult network security can be. First, you need a reliable system that isn't easily breached or manipulated. And until recently, WPA2 seemed to foot the bill. Now it's clear that the system had some major flaws. But let's assume that the security protocol is top-notch and has no other known vulnerabilities. There are still plenty of opportunities for malicious hackers to get unauthorized access to a system. Legitimate users who choose weak login and passwords are a liability. Humans are pretty bad at remembering complicated passwords, and so it's natural for us to get a little lazy and come up with passwords that aren't very tricky at all. The truly foolish never bothered to change their access points passwords from the default, which means an attacker with knowledge of the default passwords can get easy access to that network. Others will take a minor step forward and use a new password, but rely on actual simple words. A hacker using a brute force attack in which a machine puts forward various words at high speeds in an attempt to find the password could gain access to such an account. Strong, complex passwords are more reliable, particularly if they are longer than 8 characters. But these are much more difficult to remember, particularly if you're practicing good security etiquette and you've created a new password for every site or service. You can build complex passwords out of a collection of common words, and that helps, but you still need to remember what those passwords are and not rely on the same one for 2 or 3 for all of your login information. And keep in mind that the weakest point in any security system tends to be people. There have been plenty of systems that were breached not through some hacker running a sly piece of code to probe for passwords, but rather a person just chatting with a company's employee in an effort to get more information. The worst thing about the WPA2 flaw is that you could be practicing extremely healthy security habits, and it doesn't even matter, because the vulnerability exists in the protocol itself. It just doesn't seem fair. Fortunately, with some software updates, companies can remove this possibility and you can rest easy. Just another reason why it's always important to install those updates. That's all for today. To learn more about hacking, security, and malware, check out TechStuff. It's my long-form podcast that publishes on Wednesdays and Fridays and explores all topics in the world of technology. I'll see you again soon.
It's brand new, season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.